Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Interseeding cover crops between your rows of soybeans can be a big benefit when it comes to weed management. Nebraska Extension weed management educator Chris Proctor says this practice is invaluable to helping keep weeds down and is especially useful for suppressing invasive and herbicide-resistant weeds.
Yeah, so when we think about cover crops and weed control, it's not that they're the silver bullet or that they're eliminating our weeds altogether. Rather, it's one piece of the puzzle. And so there's some research that's come out that would suggest cover crops for suppressing Palmer. There's a couple of things that come out from that. One, there tends to be smaller weeds, so weed size is reduced by having a cover crop there. And we know that smaller weeds are easier to control than big weeds. It tends to suppress the number of weeds, so there's just fewer weeds in the field. And so having fewer weeds to control is always going to be to your advantage. Another thing is it tends to delay the emergence of the Palmer. And if you can delay the emergence, that gives more time for your crop, the canopy, it makes your crop more competitive. And so you start putting all those things together and you couple that with a good herbicide management plan, you can be a little bit more competitive against a really challenging weed.
Chris says farmers should consider shorter maturity group soybeans to get the best control of weeds with this method.
Yeah, so we know that biomass of a cover crop directly relates to how good it suppresses those weeds. So the more biomass you produce, the better the suppression. The challenge is that window of opportunity after you've harvested soybeans, it can be really short some seasons. You pull that combine out of the field, there's not much growing season left. And so we've thought about different ways to extend that potential season for planting cover crops. And one option would be to use a shorter season or shorter maturity group soybean. So we've done some of that testing the last couple years around Nebraska, and a couple of things have emerged from the research. So one thing is we found that if you reduce a maturity group, say, from a group 4 down to a group 3 here on the eastern side of the state, we didn't see any decrease in soybean yield. So there's really a yield plateau when you got up into that range. And if you reduce even further beyond that, you know, to go from a 3 down to a 2, for example, you might lose 3 or 4 bushel per acre. But what that does gain you, so the interesting piece of that is to go from a 4 down to a 3, you don't lose yield, but you gain about 10 days growing season in the fall. And then again, from a 3 down to a 2, that's another 10 days. And so you could gain almost 20 days, potential 20 days growing season in the fall with only a couple bushel decrease. And so all that additional biomass potential could be significant controlling these weeds.
Chris goes on to talk about cover crop termination procedures.
So another critical way to increase your biomass is termination timing. So thinking about timing. So certainly the later you terminate, the more biomass you produce. But it's a sliding scale. If you go too late, you can potentially impact negatively the subsequent crop. And so getting that timing right is really critical. So playing with that window, gaining enough biomass for weed suppression without impacting the next crop is important. And so selecting chemicals can be important. So glyphosate's certainly the most commonly used chemical for terminating cover crops, especially the grass cover crops. Some things to think about with glyphosate: these terminations occur in the spring. Weather's really variable in the spring. Glyphosate works best when it's hot, sunny, the plants are actively growing. If you have overcast, rainy days, cooler weather, it's not nearly as effective. And so trying to terminate when you have sunny days, actively growing plants is really important in the spring. Yeah, so I think ultimately it's this idea of enlarging our toolbox. We don't have any new herbicides coming to market. What we have is what we have, and so using those wisely and relying on as many different things as we can is really important.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.